Patrick Sullivan.
And I'm Catherine Sullivan. Welcome to Enkindle, Family Scripture Reflections. Today, we're going to be looking at the readings for February 20th, 2022, which is the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time.
Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, you are good and generous. You see us at our worst. You know us at our best. And you love us through it all. Send us your Spirit. Enable us to see us and to see our family members as you do. Help us to see each other when we mess up. Help us to love each other through it all. Help us to push each other towards holiness. Amen.
Amen. Oh man, when I read this gospel, I immediately thought of my little sister. Did you think of your siblings too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my goodness. This is like the ultimate sibling gospel. I'm just thinking about all the times that we would get on each other's nerves growing up or need to find forgiveness or reconciliation. And maybe that is true of some of the dynamics in your family too. Luckily, my sister and I have a great relationship now. She's one of my favorite people, but this gospel really reminds us of the highs and lows sometimes of family life and living in close quarters with people that you love and know really, really well, right? And I think that a lot of people would probably agree or relate to the experience of maybe seeing a family member at their worst or having a family member annoy you a little bit or get on your nerves. And then your immediate reaction is not your best, not your best first reaction, right? But maybe there's some bitterness right away or some desire for revenge or something. It's kind of ugly, kind of comes first. And this gospel really reminds me that it's hard to do this, but especially in a family, our first reaction, our first response should be generosity. It should be kind of giving the other person the benefit of the doubt. And again, that's a hard bar to reach. It definitely takes practice to get there. But in those moments when you are able to turn the other cheek and give a little extra and again, just assume that the other person is trying their best, things tend to go a little more smoothly, don't you think?
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I think what's so interesting about this gospel is that it seems like, you know, at first Jesus is saying to us, don't react too much, play cool, don't judge, don't, you know, if someone takes your stuff, let them have it, that it's overly passive, right? And I think if we pull back for a second here and imagine that Jesus is, let's say he is sitting down with two siblings who have just perhaps gotten over a pretty serious fight. And if we look at him saying these things to them, right? Don't judge, lest you be judged. Don't condemn, lest you condemn. I don't think he's saying, you know, we shouldn't necessarily call people out when they make a poor choice. I think what he's doing is he's reminding them, you know, when we get into these conflicts, you know, what should your first response be? And here, I think when we seek to judge and condemn and strike back as our initial response, it's usually not out of a place of love. When we begin with love, we begin with generosity. And so when we see somebody making a choice, if we enter into that moment with a generous spirit, and then we find out that despite our generous lens, they were perhaps making a poor choice. Because we've begun with generosity and love, we can then correct them with charity. Because our goal ultimately shouldn't be to strike them on the cheek, to pull back our tunic, to judge or condemn them for its own sake. Our goal should be to help our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our spouses, our children. Our goal should be to help them all become holy.
Absolutely. Our goal is holiness. It's so easy to lose sight of that. But in a family especially, you know, that's what what we're in this together for is we're all trying to get to heaven. We're all trying to help each other along the way. And who better to help you on that journey than the people who love you the most and who know you the best? So often that initial reaction that we might have to a family member can be a negative one in some ways because we feel safe with that person, because we kind of feel confident in our love or our relationship. We feel secure potentially with that person. And also maybe because we tend to be a little bit more vulnerable around our families. Again, hopefully because our families are a nice, safe place for us to let our guard down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's my question. I have a terrible habit of leaving my shoes out on the floor.
Mm.
I
don't know anything about that.
You see me and you find my shoes out on the floor again. What should you do? What should your first response to that be?
On a good day or on a bad day? Yeah, I definitely admit that there's days where I'm like, oh, here they are again. But sometimes you just got to pick them up and put them away, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a generosity and service there. Mm-hmm. I certainly make my own messes that you clean up for me. Mm-hmm. But there's also a generosity in remembering that you also have had a hard day, mm-hmm. even if it looked different than mine. Mm-hmm. And the generosity in knowing that maybe your shoes are lying on the floor by the front door because you took them off right away because you went and started playing with our kids as soon as you got home, mm-hmm. you know, which is a really beautiful thing.
I'll make sure to pick my shoes up more often.
Thank
but
you.
I think that sometimes as hard as it is to offer generosity in a family, especially, it could be just as hard to receive that generosity. Mm. I think how often do you get mad at somebody in your house and they are ready immediately to forgive you? It's almost like we're shocked. We're expecting them to be upset with us. And now we're even more upset that they're not upset. And I think
it's like you want to fight.
You want to fight. You do. And that is in the first reading, that's the beauty of what David does.
Mm-hmm.
Saul, like they're ready. They're ready to go. Saul, he returns David's mercy with anger.
Mm-hmm.
He is ready to fight. And the difficulty for Saul is receiving the spirit of generosity that David does. And I think that ultimately is the transformative aspect. That is what leads us to holiness. Christ was not a doormat when he offers himself on the cross, mm-hmm. because the ultimate sign of generosity is what happens 3 days later. He returns. And so then it becomes a moment of cooperation where we say, do I accept this mercy?
Mm-hmm.
Do I accept this forgiveness? And the answer, I mean, the hope that we have is that we might have the strength to say yes.
Absolutely. And I think that the family is a perfect place to practice all mm-hmm. of that, the turning of the other cheek and responding in generosity, but then also, like you said, receiving generosity and mercy when it is shown to us. Mm-hmm. We really do have the perfect place to practice that in our families.
Amen.
Amen. So let's close with a prayer for our families. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, as we enter into this week together, please bless our families. Please strengthen us as we show each other love and remind each other of our identities as beloved sons and daughters of God. Give us the grace that we need and the mercy that we need to show mercy to others and be a light in the world. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.